continuously pray. That's one of the most important things to me, is to pray, and not rely on going to a place and having someone tell you.
Are you saying you're born again?
Absolutely.
Okay, so because of, I'm assuming you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
So, okay, that's the only way, right? We agree with that. So I have a question. This is where I think I think all the churches are false. How do I apply that to my life? So it's got to be applied.
First of all, applying it is doing God's will. And okay. God's will to me is not only praying continuously. Cameron.
Watch out, don't run out in the street.
Yeah, sorry. But also planting seeds, making sure that you're spreading his word, spreading the gospel, letting people know he is.
So I have a question. Go back to the gospel. Do you have to repent?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's repentance?
Repentance is when you let go of all sin and let your heart be renewed through Jesus Christ so that he gives
you. Turn from sin.
You turn from sin the world. And you live through him and for him.
You come out of the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, so by faith in that shed blood and repentance, then what does the Bible say has got to spiritually happen to us to see the kingdom of God?
We have to be renewed.
Born again.
Born again. All right. Yes.
So absolutely. By faith, repentance, we're born again. And so what's the fruit of a person that now has the Holy Spirit of God living inside of them?
It's a good fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit,
what's the fruit? Am I going to be like the world?
Oh, absolutely not.
What am I going to be like?
You're going to be like Jesus.
Okay. So Jesus went into the world and reached the lost, but he didn't live like the world.
He didn't
sin with the world. No. He didn't entertain himself in the Romans games. He didn't dress like the culture pagan around him. He lived holy and separate and said, come, sin no more. Come,
amen.
I'll make you new. Come, I'll forgive you and cleanse you, right?
Yep.
And then the last part of the gospel is, the Bible says, are you married?
Yes, I am, sir.
You got to endure in your marriage, right? Could you mess it up every day?
Every day, but my marriage wouldn't last unless Jesus was at the center.
Yep, and you got to endure in it, right? So by that gospel, and it's on that gospel card, the issues that we have with the American culture and the American church system, the issues that we have with them is this. Most people will agree with that gospel. Many people will agree with that gospel.
Correct.
Do you know what the big problem is?
They don't live by it.
They don't live by it. They're still of the world. They're still entertaining themselves. They're still living like the culture. So what I would challenge you to do, maybe this has got a point in today, go test everything in your life and say, what am I doing in my life, whether it's how I spend my time, whether how I spend my money, whether who I associate with. Like, do you go to a church system?
I do, but it's something that I do in order to have a certain community around me. So
Can I ask you like which one it is?
Oh, it's First Melbourne Baptist.
Okay, Baptist. So I have a question. Did Jesus say we're supposed to worship in spirit and truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Does the Baptist faith keep a bunch of lies?
I believe so.
Yeah. So how can you worship in spirit and truth and be with a Baptist system that keeps lies?
That's the thing, though. My whole point in being around the church is in order to, because I believe in planting seeds and I believe in the missions trips, because my main goals is to eventually be able to take a missions trip and spread the gospel where it isn't already.
Okay, but wait, let me encourage you. Before God's going to use you in a great work like that, God says, be faithful in the little things and then I'll give you much.
Amen.
So what I would encourage you to do is get biblical where you are and spread the gospel right where you live and be faithful in that.
Oh, absolutely.
And then God may send you to Eastern, who knows where.
Oh, yeah, it's on his timing.
So, here's the thing. Ready? In love, I got to tell you, ready? You're not obeying the Bible. You're not obeying God. You know why? It says in Romans 16:17, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them.
Okay.
You don't stay inside some corrupt system to reach people. You know what you do? What's your first name?
Jonathan.
I'm two posts. This is my brother Kuo. This is my wife, Sister Amy.
Nice to meet you.
You come out of it. Like if we were all in quicksand together and I crawled out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, wow, I want to help my brothers and my neighbors in the quicksand. Do I jump back in to help you?
No.
I throw you a rope and I pull you out.
Absolutely.
So I would encourage you to test yourself. See that the Baptist faith, it keeps like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. These are lies, by the way. Our website teaches.
I completely believe that.
They're of the world.
Yeah, they're pagan, pagan religions.
In love.
Created.
In love. They don't teach you how to dress and come out of the culture. Did you know God actually dressed our temples for us in Genesis 3 when he shed blood and put us in tunic garments? But why aren't they teaching you? Why aren't you practicing dress to come out of the culture? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is I want to challenge you to go a lot deeper. Our website will help you do that for free. We don't want anybody's money.
I have one of your cards.
Yep. I gave one to your wife, I think,
okay,
too.
Yep.
And we support ourselves. My brother's work. This is my other brother over there. I'm retired. And this is what I do. We're van dwellers.
Okay.
We live in our vans and we just drive around and preach the gospel all over. But you got to go a lot deeper because you can't just be in and of the world and be of the Baptist faith. True biblical fellowship is not in any falsehood or lies. It's with godly, holy saints that have come out.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I don't believe in like, I don't think Pentecostal or Baptist or anything applies to really. I think it actually separates it.
The
reason that I did begin to go to the church I did is because I met one guy, and he's a missions pastor here, and that was what started to kind of tie me there because of the way that they were assisting in doing these missions. But
at some point, they do,
and that's why at some
point
I will. Yeah,
No,
it's true because I go to church every Sunday, I see a lot that I need to, you know.
Here's the thing, ready? I got to tell you, Jonathan, I love you. Go read Mark 7. Jesus said, "Howbeit in vain you worship me." Vain means useless and a waste for keeping of man-made traditions.
Amen.
You're worshiping God in vain there. You want to walk with some true godly people, come and email us. Contact me and my brothers. We'll help you. We'll Bible study with you. You'll get fellowship with true saints. And guess what? You ever see eagles fly around?
Yeah.
Who do eagles hang around with?
Eagles.
They hang around with pigeons, crows?
No.
You want to be an eagle of God? Come hang around with the eagles. Don't fly with those worldly pigeons and those compromised Baptists.
Amen.
You know what?
God puts people in your path all the time, brother.
And I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Thank you.
Reach out to us.
That is awesome.
Every day. Yeah. Every day we add edification on our website, audios, teachings, street preaching. You can see a ton of stuff there for free. You got to go deeper because judgment day is coming. And I have last question. You've been patient. How many sins kept Adam and Eve out of the garden?
Oh.
One. How many sins are going to keep you out of the garden if you do them willfully? One.
Only one.
Go deep. Come out of all those false ways and we're here to help you.
Amen.
All right,
I will be in contact, dude.
I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you.
I appreciate you.
God be praised. Christ is worthy.